everyone. This is Bridget. It's been a minute. It's been a while. Just a lot of distractions, just life, you know. When I was doing the Jesus Always daily devotional, it was just so many things that was just always kind of getting in the way. Just waiting till the kids go to sleep. Just so many different things. Or just being tired, which is really not an excuse. But recently, you know, with everything going on with the COVID-19, I just felt the Lord was like, why did you stop? Why did you stop your daily devotionals? And he was saying that more than ever right now, we all need encouraging words. We all need to hear his word. So I was prompted, and so here I go. So we will start with Jesus Always, Sarah Young, March 21st. And it's been a minute, so bear with me. I am training you not only to endure your difficulties, but to transform them into glory. This is a supernatural feat, and it's required to help of my supernatural spirit. When problems are weighing heavily on you, your natural tendency is to speed up your pace of living, frantically searching for answers. But what you need at such a time is to slow down and seek my face. Invite the Spirit to help you as you discuss your difficulties with me. Then lay your request before me and wait in expectation. Even though you wait expectantly, I may not answer your prayers quickly. I am always doing something important in your life, far beyond simply solving your problems. Your struggles are part of my much larger battle, and the way you handle them can contribute to the outcome with eternal significance. When you respond to your troubles with trusting me and praying with thanksgiving, you glorify me. Moreover, your practice of praying persistently will eventually make a vast difference in you, my loved one, crowned with glory. Amen, amen. So, the scriptures for today are, first one is Psalms 5:3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee and will look up. Amen, amen. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And our last scripture is Psalms 8:5. For thou hast made him a little lower than angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this particular devotion, there's just certain things that kind of pop up at me. And, you know, when he says, when in this scripture it says, when problems are weighing heavily on you, your natural tendency is to speed up your pace of living. And so because we're searching for answers, we're trying to figure out how to fix that issue, try to, you know, we want to put a Band-Aid on it. We want to just cover it up. And sometimes we don't want to deal with it. We don't want to have to go through that battle. We don't want to go through that illness. We don't want to have to go through things. And so we're constantly trying to find a quick way to get out of it, instead of trying to sit there and learn from it. And so in this devotion, it says, and I'm going to repeat it because I think it's really important for us to really think about this, but it says, but what you need at such times is to slow down and seek my face. And so I feel like that really just jumps out because we're going through this period with the COVID-19. Many people are being quarantined. I mean, many states are being shut down. You know, just different areas being shut down. We're being told here in Lubbock, you know, social distancing and, you know, make sure that you're not in gatherings more than 10 people. And so it's really restricting. But this is a time more than ever that we need to seek God's face and we need to see what he's telling us something. This is not a coincidence. There is a reason for it all. And he's trying to get our attentions. He's wanting us to focus more on him. He's wanting us to focus more on our families. And he's just really trying to get our attention. He's, you know, to me, all of this is like, wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm trying to get your attention. And so this quarantine, I feel like he's just really wanting us to focus more on him, seek his face, spend more time with our families. Like someone was saying earlier in a video that I watched, that this is a good time for parents to sit down with their kids and see, get to know their kids again. Because, you know, with schedules, you got to go to work, your kids got to go to school, your spouse works, you know, different things. It's so easy to kind of get stuck or get just kind of stuck in the grind and just being so busy that you're not able to spend that quality time to really get to know each other. I really, once again, you know, really enjoy this devotion. And I'm really, really hoping that I can really be more intentional and focus more on this devotion and be able to read it for whoever wants to listen to it. But I really felt prompted that I needed to start this back again. And like I said, it definitely was a struggle. And you may hear the kids in the background right now, their music and their dancing and stuff, but it was a prompt from the Lord. And so here I am, and this is how we're doing it. So just, you know, if you have any feedback, if you have any requests, if you prayer request, because right now, more than anything, we need prayer. We need a lot of it. So I guess we'll just end with that for right now. Father God, I just ask you to touch each and every one of us and just get us through this. You know, show us what you want us to see. This is clear. Clear that you are warning us, you are telling us something, you're trying to get our attention. Father God, show us what you want us to see. Father God, you know, you prompted me to read this, you prompted me to pray, and I'm praying on the behalf of all of us. I'm praying for my family, my friends, my coworkers. I'm praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm praying for everyone. This is a very interesting time we're living in. This is something that I've never experienced before. And I just really am watching and seeing the signs. You're just letting us know we've got to get it together. If we're not focusing on you, if we're not laying our request already to you, we need to start now. And so, you know, here we are, Lord. Here I am. I'm here to worship you. I love you. I adore you. And I will continue to praise you each and every day and pray to you. And I will, you know, just really just get delve into your word like I need to. And hopefully that will encourage other people to read your word as well. So I love you. I adore you. And in Jesus' name, amen. I will talk to y'all later. God bless.